as it relates to the second Ha'ara, we'll try this for the second time, and that is that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, going back to the epic Mishnah, which discussed that just like all the Isurei Torah of Shabbos are Asur on Yontif, so too the Isurei Derabbanon of Shabbos are Asur on Yontif as well. In fact, the Mishnah said, Kol Shechayav in Olav, Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah, B'Shabbos, Chayav in Olav B'Yontif. Anything that's Asur Derabbanon, whether that thing is Asur because it's a Shvus, whether it's something that's a Rishus, whether it's something that's a mitzvah, if you can't do it on Shabbos, you also can't do it on Yontif. And then the Mishnah went on to give examples of Shvus, examples of Rishus, and examples of mitzvah. So just to refresh, what's Shvus, what's Rishus, and what's mitzvah? Shvus is something that's completely arbitrary. It doesn't have any shemetz of mitzvah. Rishus is something that's a quasi-mitzvah. A mitzvah is something that's a full-fledged mitzvah. And again, the Mishnah gave examples of Elohim Mishum Shvus, Ve'elo Mishum Rishus, Ve'elo Mishum Mitzvah. When the Mishnah mentioned the Rishus, so the Mishnah said, Loi Don, a person not a paskin a shayla, v'loi mekachin, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha, like Chotzin, you can't do Chalitza, v'lo Yibum, and you're not allowed to do Yibum. So Freik the Gemara, skipping to the last line of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, v'lo Mekadoshim, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos, therefore you're also not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Yontif, and it was included in the category of Rishus. Freik the Gemara, Rishus? V'a mitzvah ka'avet. It's a mitzvah. And being that it's a mitzvah, so based on that, l'chayra, you should... It's a mitzvah. So why is it included in the category of Rishus? L'chayra, it should be included in the category of mitzvah. So the Gemara said, Lo yitzricha de'isle isha banim. It's talking about where this person was already married. This person already had children. So for him to now have more children is really not a mitzvah. It's a Rishus. It's a k'tzas mitzvah, Ayin Rashi. But being that it's not a full-fledged mitzvah, it's for that reason that it was included in the category of Rishus and not included in the category of mitzvah. So that's the background that we need to revisit the raid that didn't happen 2 days ago. That is, there is a tshuva in Shailos Tshuvas HaRamah. It's in tshuva Kuf Chof Hei. It's an epic tshuva. It's maybe the most famous tshuva in Tshuvas HaRamah. The truth is, that in some old editions of Tshuva Sarama, this Tshuva is not Tshuva Kuf Chaf Hei, but this Tshuva is Tshuva Kuf Chaf Dalet. And the reason this Tshuva was Tshuva Kuf Chaf Dalet and not Tshuva Kuf Chaf Hei, because in some older editions of the Tshuva Harama, Tshuva's Kuf Chaf Dalet was censored. It was taken out. It doesn't exist. It's actually fascinating. If you go through Tshuva Kuf Chaf Dalet, which I'm tempted to do. But if you go through Tshuva Kuf Chaf Dalet, the topic over there was, people wrote to the Ramah that there was a certain city in Europe, the city of Merin, where they were being makel, they were being negligent, they were drinking stam yenom. So everybody knows, this is Yiddishkeit, Hilchas Kashrus 101, that you're not allowed to drink the wine of an Eini Yehudi. Even if an Eini Yehudi just touches wine, there could be problems. Yai Nesach, Stam Yenam, Chasnos, Sugyos, Aruchos, and Festos in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. But Aloch is Stam Yenam is Aser, according to some, even Aser Ba'ana. It's a very, very big deal. And it seems that there were Balabatisha people in the city of Merin, and they were Nichshol, they were drinking Stam Yenam. And they asked the Ramah what to do. So Ramah wrote a tshuva, and the purpose, the objective, the mission statement of the tshuva was to be Melitz Yosher, to be able to, on some level, verenfer the custom of the Yidden and Marin. And he went on to write a tshuva that it could be Bezman Hazeh, you have a right to be Mekel on Stam Yenam. Now, the Ramav prefaced the tshuva by saying that I'm a little afraid to say what I'm about to say, but he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who said in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Oyliyim Agid, Oyliyim Loy Agid, and he felt that if he wouldn't write the tshuva, maybe it would be even worse. Therefore, he's going ahead and he's writing the tshuva. And he has disclaimers that make sure that you don't really take too much from this. But the bottom line is the Ramah, this is the point of the tshuva. He wrote a tshuva saying that it could be Bizman Hazeh, there's no problem of Stam Yenam. What was it based on? Two main things. Number one, there's no real Oyvdi Avodah Zarah Bizman Hazeh. So if there's no real Oyvdi Avodah Zarah, you don't really have a chash yayin nesach. And then he said that one of the reasons Chazal was so machmer when it comes to stam yenam is they were worried about chasnos. They were worried that it may lead to intermarriage. He said that pas Chazal were mekel on, even though it may lead to intermarriage, midina de gemara. And the reason is because it was chayin nefesh. The yidden needed it. They had no choice. There was no other way to get bread. So memela, because it's chayin nefesh, we looked away of a chshash rachuk that maybe it's going to lead to chasnos. So he said, maybe the Yidden in Merin, they need to come onto the wine of the Ein Yehudim. They have no other Eitzah. And maybe for them, the wine is chayin nefesh. There's a koyach that had teira and simen kuf chav dalet that's loyu umin kiya super. Either way, apparently there were people that weren't very happy with this tshuva. And they took it upon themselves to censor this tshuva. And there's many, many old editions of Tshuva Sarama that doesn't have it. But regardless, nachsul unyonenu, whether it's tshuva kuf chav dalet, or whether it's tshuva kuf chav hey, the Rama, in the beginning of this tshuva, told the following story. The story was that there was a girl who was a yesaima. Her mother had passed away, and whose father was meshadach her. Apparently, he was a wealthy person, and he promised the chassan a very significant nadin. Unfortunately, during the course of the engagement, the father lost his money, and then afterwards he lost his life. So when it came closer to doing the shidduch, this woman, this girl was a yesoima, both from her mother and from her father. And not just that, she was going to be coming into her marriage with a nadin. At this point, there was no nadin. She was the oldest in her family. She didn't even have any older siblings to take care of her. And as a result, there was a little bit of a question whether the shidduch was going to happen. So she had an uncle. He was the closest relative, the Rama says. And he took it upon himself. He's going to be the goyel. He said, I'm going to make it my business. I'm going to make sure that this girl gets married. And he promised the nadin. It came closer to the chasana. Things started getting a little bit shaky. And literally, boy by yoim, the day of the wedding, the chasana decided he's out. He backed out. He's walking away. He said he's not comfortable. He doesn't want to stand under the chuppah. There was a big tumult that broke out. Askanim got involved. They tried pushing him. They tried working on the nadin. After working and negotiating for hours, the chassan finally said, I'm asking. He's willing to get married. He's willing to say, Hareyat mekudesh aslikah das Moshe b'Yisrael. The problem is, the chassan was scheduled to happen on an Erev Shabbos, which was the minig in Europe. Very often, weddings took place on Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos was when the wedding was supposed to happen. And by the time the Askanim were able to piece this back together, it was already Friday night. In fact, the Rama says it was an hour and a half into the night. So it was Shabbos already. And that's an issue. The reason it's an issue is because it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos. And if you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos, so based on that, L'chura, there was a very, very obvious problem. Afal Pikein, the Rama said, this wedding is happening. And I'm officiating it. Atem Eidai, he was the one that oversaw this marriage, and this couple got married. After this chasana took place, there was a terrible, terrible coil and a tumult, and people started hacking and schmoozing and saying with Bekairis and Taroimis that the Rama, he was very, very young at the time. Rama was young when he passed away. He was very young at the time. He had just overseen, they had officiated a wedding that violates, forget Allah and Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah. It says, V'loy Mekachin, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, can't get married on Yom Tov. So how could the Rama have done that? And it got to the point where the Rama felt that he had no choice, but he had to write a Ksav Hisnatzlus. He had a justify what it is he did. So he said it's for that reason he's writing tshuva kuf chav dalet or kuf chav hey. And he said, this is the tshuva, this is the background. What I did was not just frivolous, it wasn't done with a hefkeris, it was done with an incredible cheshbon of diktuk, and I want you to know exactly why it is that I did. And the first thing that the Rama discusses, and that's really very much negeya, the sugyas here in Masechet Beis, is that this whole idea that it was usher for this man to marry this woman because it was Shabbos is not so pasha. And really, it's based on a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mishnah said, loy donim v'loy mekachin. And the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, v'mitzvah ka'ovid. What do you like, loy mekachin? V'mitzvah ka'ovid. Now Rashi explains the Gemara the way we explain the Gemara. And that is, v'mitzvah ka'ovid, the Mishnah categorized loy mekachin as one of the things that are mishum shvos. And the Gemara's kasha is that if it's a mitzvah, so why are you calling it as a rishus? L'chayr, it's a mitzvah. Meaning the Gemara's kasha was a technical question. That the Mishnah says, v'loy mekachin ve'elohe mishum rishus. Freak the Gemara, v'ha-mitzvah kovid. So why are you referring to it as a rishus? And the Gemara's teretz is, like tzricha disla ishu banim. And because it's ishu banim, it's not a mitzvah. All it is a rishus. But if you look in Tosfos, Dibra Masko v'ha-mitzvah kovid, the bottom Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam a different shot. a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara that when the Gemara asked the kasha v'ha mitzvah ka'avid, the Gemara didn't mean to ask that why are you categorizing it as rishus, you should categorize it as mitzvah. The Gemara was asking a much starker kasha. The Gemara's kasha was v'ha mitzvah ka'avid, and because it's a mitzvah, it shouldn't be aser to be mekadesh and isha on Shabbos. You're doing a mitzvah. And because you're doing a mitzvah, Shem Yikad Meno Achar, Puruvu is a mitzvah gedoyla, it's a mitzvah rabba, and it's because of that you should be allowed to get married on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, like Tzmicha Disa Yishu Banim, this man is married already, he has children, Memel, there's no mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah, therefore it's awesome. But the way Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara, the kasha of a mitzvah kavod is not why are you putting it in the bucket of rishus, put it in the bucket of mitzvah. It's not a technical question. The kasha is a kasha. Why is it in the Mishnah? Why is v'loy mekachem aser? It shouldn't be aser. It's a mitzvah rabba. It should be mutter. For a mitzvah ka'avid, you should be allowed to be mekadesh and isha on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, loy tzricha des la'isha obanim. Abazok Rabbeinu Tam, kafi the way I'm learning the Gemara, it comes out, let's say you have a man that doesn't have an isha obanim. There's no iser v'loy mekachem. There would be no iser for that man to be mekadesh and isha on Shabbos. In other words, we have two very, very different pshatim and how to learn the one line of Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah said, V'loi mekachim. Freik the Gemara va mitzvah ka'ovid. And for the Gemara, loy tzricha deis la'isha obanim. Rashi learns that the kasha of the Gemara, the maksha, what he wants, is of course it should be asa to be mekadesh and isha on Shabbos. But why is the Mishnah referring to it as rishos? The Mishnah should refer to it as mitzvah. Good, the teretz is, deis la'isha obanim. And a chanami, if there was no isha obanim, it would have been asa, not as a rishos, it would have been asa as a mitzvah. B'seder. The way Rabbeinu Tam is learning the Gemara, the kash of a mitzvah covet is it should be mutter. And for the Gemara, loy tzricha dis la yishu banim. L'may nafkamina? What would be if this man didn't have yishu banim? According to Rashi, it would be aser, albeit it would be in the category of mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it would actually be mutter. And the truth is that Rabbeinu Tam himself, and the Ramah quotes this in the Tshuva, in Shailas and Tshuva Sefer HaYosha the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is in Tshuva Memches of Kot and Yod, Rabbeinu Tam said, quote, Ulekadesh isha b'shabes, l'mishne ein loy bonim, b'dieved hi tarti. I was matered. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, I was matered to allow a person to get married, assuming he has no bonim. B'dieved. V'afilu l'katchilo im hayo tzayr chasha. And sometimes even l'katchil, if this is something that was necessary. So said the Ramah, v'esh ma'acharei kol rash godol, asher haviru kol b'machin aloymer, habitu achrei Moshe. That Moshe, the Ramah, did something so terrible. What did he do? He officiated a marriage that happened on Shabbos. Said the Ramah, it's an offer to Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam himself in Sefer HaYosha said that he paskin that way. So really, all I did was, is I issued the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, who said that if the chosin has no isha ubanim, which this chosin didn't have, in that case, it's mutter, albeit b'shas atchak, to get married on Shabbos. I said the Ramah, at first glance, it's kenegan a mishnah, a medaf lerin rashi, medaf lerin in toisvis. You have to learn the sugya. Rabbeinu Tam has a different b'shan and rashi. And he says, granted, the rishonim don't learn like Rabbeinu Tam. And l'katchila, I would never go with this Rabbeinu Tam. But b'shas atchak, sedor Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam himself said, he tarti, I myself was matterin. Sometimes even l'katchilam hayotzar chasha. So he said, quote, kedai hu Rabbeinu Tam lismachal b'shas atchak. He says, you can't argue with that. That kedai Rabbeinu Tam lismachal b'shas atchak. And as a result, this was l'aniyaz daiti b'shas atchak. And therefore, I'm going to be soymech on Rabbeinu Tam. But Ramah said that, why do I think this was such a shas atchak? Why this was such a shas atchak? Why was this such a shas atchak? And this is where you see, and we've spoken about this in the past, you see a certain sensitivity in the Ramah. The Ramah says the reason he believed this was such a shas atchak is because he was so concerned about the embarrassment that this girl was going to have. He said, because back in the day, the kala, she would wear a heinuma. The Mishnah talks about it in the second parak of Masechtas Ksubis. And this kapaluch, this heinuma that the kala used to wear, would have been impossible to take off on Shabbos. Which means she would have been wearing her whole kala throughout the whole Shabbos. And the Ramah said, can you imagine how embarrassing that would have been? Is it because, why is she wearing the heinuma? People are going to say, the chasana didn't happen yet. She should take the heinuma off. The terror says, no, she didn't get married yet. And the reason she didn't get married yet is because the chasana was backing out. Why? Because of the whole background and everything that happened. He said, you're going to be mavayish this girl? And he said, besides, when should she get married? When do you want the chasen? You want it to happen on Sunday? He said, only the Neutrim have chasenas on Sunday. He says, no, the Yidden didn't get married on Sunday. So you should have this girl have to get married on a Sunday? So she's going to have to remember her whole life that she got married on Sunday. Why? Because of this Maisa Shaya Kachaya. It's like this is going to be a zikara for her forever to remember the bezyonis that she had. So the Ramah said that I was so worried about her bezyonis. He said, Shalai Levayish Bas Yisrael Haguna Kamti Vesidarti HaKedushim Bezmanana. That's what he writes. He said, that's why I did it. He said, I did it because I wanted to spear this girl the bezyonis. So I said, you know what? Let's go. Let's make the chasana. And then he said, besides, he said, the truth is there were other mitigating factors as well. Meaning the ikar of the tshuva of the Ramah is based on Rabbeinu Tam and our Gemara. Be'ed aflam edvav on the days. Where Rabbeinu Tam says that if a person doesn't have an issue ubanim, mitzvah ka'avid, there is no issue of alay l'kadosh. And just like Rabbeinu Tam was soymichanin himself, b'shas adchak, the Ramah felt that if Rabbeinu Tam can be soymichanin, I can be soymichanin. So that was the ikar, and the shas adchak was the bezyoinus. But the Ramah said there's other svaras as well. One of the svaras that he says is again, this is Pasha going through the Gemara here, Masechtas Beah. The Gemara says, why are you not allowed to be mekadosh and isha on Shabbos? Like donim, and the Gemara gave the same reason for all four of these things. The reason is gzeirah shem yichtav. We're afraid that you may come to write. Meaning, loy mekachim is a gzeirah shem yichtav. What's the shem yichtav? So Rashi says, the shtar erisin. Inami, ksuba. There are things that are written at a chasana. And because of that, there was a gzeirah of shem yichtav. So the Ramah said, adavar nifla. He said that Yesh Loimar, that once upon a time, the minig was that the chasim would write everything. So the chasim was the one that he would write the shtar erisin, he would write the ksuba. That's the way it was. Today, no, it's not like that. Today, you hire a cipher, someone that's professional, he knows how to write these things. But today, the chasim, he just shows up, right? The chasim is not the one that writes it. So this is something that's already written. So said the Ramah, that it could be when the chasim used to write it, sometimes he would write it at the wedding. Now that someone else writes it, that person probably comes prepared. As a result, there's less of a reason to be chayi shem yichtoy. But he said even a bigger lumbus. He said, gzeir shem yichtoy viz, if I'm the bala maisa, there's a concern that I may do an aver, right? What's a classic zer that we always talk about? Shem yavi renu dalad amers b'shuzarab, right? So a person needs to take dalad minim. He needs to hit a megillah. It's Purim shechaliyas b'shabas. So there's a gzer, he may carry his megillah. Is there a gzer that if Ruvain needs to hit a megillah, Shimon may carry a megillah for Ruvain? Chazal were never chayish for such a thing, said the Ramah. They were always chayish that the person that needs something, he may go ahead and do it incorrectly. And that's a chashash that Chazal had. He said, the chosu wants to get married. So Mimel, the soifer is going to start writing a ksuba for him. Mechatesi. He said, Chazal never made such a gzeira. So said the Ramah, once upon a time, there was a gzeira shema yichtav. But today, there's no gzeira shema yichtav. Number one, you come prepared. For oid, the chosu is not the one that writes it. So if the chosu doesn't write it, mechatesi, you have a right to make a gzeira that the soifer is going to go ahead a major svara and be mechal Shabbos on behalf of the chosu. You have no right to say that. There's no precedent anywhere in Chazal, said the Ramah, to do such a thing. He says, you're going to tell me that I hear. So Chazal said, Lei Mekachim, and they said, Lei Mekachim Shema Yichtov. Now there's no Gzer of Shema Yichtov anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to get married? Mechatesi. Who said that's the case? Maybe once Chazal said it's a problem, it remains a problem. So Yishteltzu a Toisvis that we glossed over when we went through the Dafin quickly over Yontif and Be'ed Aflamet Amar Alf. The Mishnah says, Ein Metapchen Ve'ein Meraktim. Right? That was one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance. And the reason is, the Gemara said, Shemi Yisakin Klimono. And Toisvis in Mesechtis Be'ed Aflamet Amar Alf says, Umiyu L'didan Shari. Today it's mutter. Tosfos said that it's okay today to dance. Again, this is a whole shmooze. He says, because the dafka be a mayim show you bikin lasses klei shir. Once upon a time when they were baki, they knew how to make a klei shir shayich l'migzer. It made sense to make such a gzeir. Aval edidon, ain't on a bikin lasses klei shir. We don't know how to make klei shir anyways. And therefore, like shayich l'migzer, it doesn't make any sense to make such a gzeir. So the Ramash dealt through this halacha. He said that just like the Bali Tosfos said, that there's no shemi yisakin klei monet today because the metzias is different. So too, there's no gzeir shem yichtoif because the mitzias is different. But either way, said the Ramah, number one, Avrabenu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who himself had a different pshat in the Gemara, and he said, he tarti, I was soymich on it. So Kedai Rabbeinu Tam, listen, why is this a shas adchak? He said, it's a shas adchak, because at the end of the day, you have this Bas Yisrael who's going to be embarrassed. The inlocha shas adchak gedoyva mizu. He said, va'oi, the whole reason Chazal said loy makachin is because it gives gzeira shem yichtav. He said, the whole gzeira shem yichtav, you could be mafakfikam bizman hazeh. Ah, you'll tell me, who said you have a right to do that? Toysvis did. There's a precedent for it. Toysvis daf lam and aleph. Toysvis said, eim etapchin, eim erakten, is not something that people are nizerin today. Why? Because the gzeira of shem yisak and kliman is not something that's really relevant. So, memil, yesh loymar, as it relates to gzeira shem yichtav, this is not relevant either. And besides, the Ramah said that once we establish that there's a kavod abrius component, once we establish that there's a bezoinus over here that may come about to this woman, this girl, then we can say that even without Rabbeinu Tam, gadol kavod abrius shetoicha loisasei shebetayra, when it's a loisasei the rabbanon, kavod abrius is toicha. And again, he said, ve'en lecha kavod abrius gedoy lemizu. Either way, it's a beautiful tshuva in the Ramah. He goes through a whole bunch of different reasons why he did it. But the bottom line is, he said that as it relates to the psak, yeah, at its surface, it seems very controversial. In fact, it seems like it's Keneged a Mishnah. But really, after further review, as much as it's Keneged a Mishnah, it's only Keneged Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah. But there was another Pshat of the Mishnah, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat of the Mishnah. And granted, Rabbeinu Tam was a Shitas HaYochid. He's a Das Yochid as it relates to this Pshat. But Kedai Rabbeinu Tam Lismachol B'Shat Sadchak. And he said, besides, we could be mefakvik on the whole Kzeira of Loi Mekachim B'Zman Hazeh Shem Yichtav. There really is no Shem Yichtav today. And we could be mefakvik. Maybe we can argue that God will cover Abriyah Shendoich Aloy Saseh Shabbatayra. So he said, as it relates to all these things, he says, I stand 100% by my psak. And he says, I did it because of what happened with this woman. And he says, as it relates to the shmua that people are talking about, and they're saying that I went ahead and I allowed this wedding to happen. So he quoted another Gemara in Masechtas Beah. He said, Kol kihani mili ma'al yisolemru mishmoy. He says, halavai, I should have the schus that people should always say over such things in my name. Halavai, zogis iber, print it. This shouldn't be censored. This should be printed. And you should always say over this halacha. Say over that the Ramah, it's mamash what he writes. He says, you should say that I was mater this girl because I wanted a spear for his bizyoinus, and I wanted to make sure that she wouldn't be embarrassed. Just to end with one hergish, and that is, we've spoken out many times that Rav Loza Fleckless, who's a Talmud Muvik of the Noida B'Yehuda, in the Shailos HaTshuvas, Tshuva Me'ahava, and this is in Chelik Beis, and it's in Simen Shinchof. So in Chelik Beis, Simen Shinchof, he writes that Shamati Mimuri V'Rabbi Hagoyin, Rabin Shal Yisrael, Nishmosan B'Gan Eden Elyon Hine, and referring, of course, to the Noida B'Yehuda. And the context over there was Glat Kosher. So they're discussing Glat Kosher. Kiyodua, there's a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, what the definition of glat is. The Ramah was a mekel, and the Beis Yosef was a machmer. That's why glat Beis Yosef meat is more expensive. That's why it's a little harder to, it's more chashuv, because from a chumra perspective, it's more chumra. So the Ramah was mekel when it comes to glat kosher, and the Beis Yosef was machmer. So listen to what Reb Loza Fleckler said, Shamati mimori v'rabi agoyin rabin shal Yisrael nishmasein began eden elyon. He's hine. But Roiv of Shulchan Aruch, Das HaMechaber Lahakel. In Roiv of Shulchan Aruch, the Das of the Mechaber is to be Mekel. V'Ramah min HaMachmirim. And the Ramah is Machmer. U'le'inyin miyuch u'mishmush. But when it comes to this inyin, B'sircha is Mukhlefes HaShita. There the Ramah is the Mekel, the Beis Yosef is the Machmer. So now the Yehuda said that in Roiv Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah was Machmer, the Beis Yosef was Mekel. But when it came to the inyin of Glat, there it was just the opposite. So now the Yehuda said, U'levai, Shechachme Yisrael hiskimu lehepach. He said, halavai Chachme Yisrael would have come out fakert. They would have said that we're going to be mekel like all the coolest of the base Yosef, but at the same time, we'll take on this chumrah of glat base Yosef. And we'll look away from all the chumras of the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, ababi nish the kul of glat. He said, why? Ki rabu ha-mikhshoylem ba-vayneseinu ha-rabim yikula zu b'miach u-mishmosh. Ma she'enam b'chol ha-kulay she-zachar ha-mechaber. He says, there's more kulays in this one Ramah than in all the other Ramahs combined. In all the Beis Yosefs combined. Amnam, he says, ken ki balnu aleinu v'al-zareinu v'adoylem b'medinas ashkenaz u-poylem. Hanim shochen achar Ramah. This is the Kabbalah that Yehuda said that we have. Moshe emes v'sayrosoy emes u-mino loy sozua. This is the reverence the Noida B'Yehuda had for the Ramah. Moshe emes v'sayrasay emes uminaloy sezua. And therefore, this is the way it is. But the Ramah, it seems, that throughout Shulchan Aruch is a machmer. Berayv of Shulchan Aruch, the Neid Behuda said, the Ramo was a machmer. Yet, when it came to this Bas Yisrael, when it came to looking for a way to spear this Bas Yisrael of Abyssal Bezioinus, the Ramah, it's a ganze koyach of Chumrah, apparently, throughout Shulchan Aruch. But over here, he had a tremendous koyach de Atera. And he said, not just that, he says, you want to say over, you want to spread rumors, Vasichab Gitan, Kolki Hani Milim Mal Yisalem Mishma. You should always say over things like this in my name, because Adarab, I stand by this 100%. Incidentally, as a postscript, and this is brought down, the Aruch HaShulchan brings this, as a postscript to this whole tshuva from the Ramah, the Chachamim in Krakow, at the end of the day, they felt that they had to do something to be mechazik, the whole Indian of Shabbos, and they made a takana that from that wedding forward, nobody would be allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos in Krakow. And they said, B'shasat chak, if you have to make a chasana on an Erev Shabbos, he said you could make it in the outskirts of the city. There you'd be allowed to do it. But in the city of Krakow, it would not be okay. And the reason it wasn't okay, because of this Maisa Shehoya, it's the epic Tshuva Simen Kuf Chaf Hei in Shiloh's Tshuva Saramah.